And all that thou gettest, we are doing,
get
an understanding. So that when the word of God coming forth, and then we need to get an understanding. Not, amen, sit around and criticize, and not sit around, amen, watching another person see what they're wearing or what they and how they come in and how they're looking and well. But you need to come, praise God, so the roar can break us, bring us to the understanding. Amen. And bring us to doing what is right to do. Because we don't know what is right to do. Hey,
right.
If we know what we're right to do, then Jesus Christ would not have to come.
Amen.
He came, amen, because, amen, the world was in sin. And they didn't know, amen, how to come back to where they were, just like they were blind. They didn't know how to come back, praise God, and how to get back, amen, where they once were. So he had to think of some way that he can be able, God had to think of some way that he may be able to bring his people back to where the origin. So he had to make him a body and get into that body. And that body, praise God, to become as crippled as man. Because God is a wind.
Spirit.
God is a spirit. And none of us can see a spirit. The only thing we can do is to feel a spirit. But we cannot see a spirit. Huh? So he had to think of some way that he can be able to bring us back. Amen. Because we didn't know the way back. Just like the bird. The bird leave their nest sometimes, and they leave the nest, and they don't know how to get back to their nest. Amen. Sometimes they left their little chickens, and their little bit of birds in there. Amen. But they left the nest and the nest, and they going out to get some food, and as soon as they get some food, they don't know their way back. And that's the way it is with most of the world out there. The world does not know the way back. And that's why he sent his son, amen, to lead us and guide us. Because we don't know the way. We don't know the way. Amen. I don't care how many people say, well, I know. Ain't nothing they can tell me, nothing they can teach me. But you don't know nothing. Because if you know, he wouldn't have to come. Any question? Nobody got no question. Wouldn't have to come. Amen. Because we definitely did not know how to get back to where we once was. After he assigned the ascendance upon Adam and Eve and put them out into the garden and sent them out into the world, into the outward world, then he had to think of some way for them to come back. Somebody got to know the word to teach them. Amen. And those that I don't know, amen, for my time, then God, amen, he came and he did, he taught them the word before my time. After I came on the scene, then he taught me, somebody, because when? Because somebody had to know the word. Had to know the word that it might be to teach them that don't know it. Well, we got food right here in the church. You might know some of the word and know some word. Amen, but you don't know all. What it tells me, that we need somebody to tell us some more. We'll never get into the emotion and get into the mind that you don't need nobody to tell you nothing. We all need somebody to tell us something. Because how much we know, we still need some more to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So what that scripture say again?
Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron.
All right, then, it is our job, it is to break the people with a rod of iron. Amen. Don't care where you go or who you be with. Amen. It is to tell them about what the Word of God is saying. Folks, don't, if they don't like it, if they don't want to be bothered with you no more, it's all right. Jesus said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? For I'm more than the whole world against you. Amen. Because we cry, we go, oh yeah, I broke the person's heart. And I'm sorry that I broke their heart. And I had to tell them what the Word of God said. Yeah, you got to tell them what the Word of God said. If you don't tell them, then you're going to wind up going to hell too. Well, you don't need to mind. Well, I feel bad. I feel bad because I had to tell. Yeah, well, amen. You're supposed to tell them. Then if you feel bad, then keep on feeling bad and keep on talking. Because it's your job. God will hold it. You and I are responsible to break the people with the rod of iron. You have to tell them the truth. Amen. Don't be so hung out with folks. Folks ain't going to let me come to that church and preach no more. I don't care. They don't let me come no more. I feel good when I go and I tell them and stepping on the folks' feet, stepping on a toe. I feel real good. Amen. Because the main thing when you're speaking to folks, you ain't supposed to see nobody.
That's right.
See nobody. Know nobody. I don't see nobody when I'm talking and talking about the Word of God. I don't see nobody and I don't know nobody.
Amen.
Amen. So otherwise, I ain't hung up on no people.
That's what the Lord was saying to Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
To look upon their faces as plants.
That's right.
Looking at them and you see them as stones. Stones ain't nothing. They just
stones.
They're just stones.
And
you got to speak the Word. You just got to keep going.
See, cause some folks, they're so scared that folks ain't going to be bothered with them no more. They ain't going to be bothered. We got that sign out there. You can't come in here, amen, with no pants on there. And some of the people they get fearful with that. Saying, oh, don't want to go to amen. Don't want to be bothered with them. Man, I don't care. As long as I know I'm right, amen, within me. Doing what is right. I teach them what is right. Now, if God come and tell me to take that sign from down there that it is not right, then I take it down. Amen. But I ain't going to take it down because somebody, amen, don't like me because I got that sign up there or they can't come in here with no pants on. Because I'm supposed to reel them with the rod of iron. If they're going wrong, then I'll bring them back. Amen. To the right course of doing the thing that is right to do. Yeah, I know that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, we can't be no playing no pucker with that fool with the word.
That's true.
And trying to keep peace with somebody. Amen. Praise God. And our job is just to preach in this season and out of season. Mm-hmm. When men want to hear, when men don't want to hear, tell it in the house.
Yeah. I said, I started to bring you a pink suit. So he said to me, you wouldn't bring me no faggy suit. And then that struck a discussion between us about wearing things that just not, a woman shouldn't wear anything that pertained to a man.
Yeah.
A man shouldn't wear anything that pertained to a woman.
Yeah.
And he was telling the boys, he didn't want to see them in no faggy like that.
That's right.
You know, because... They're not women.
He know what he's talking about.
And he was talking about wearing earrings, and then he went to discuss his son that had an earring, and he told him, his son had spoken to him about buying him a gift or something.
Yeah.
He was wearing. He said, well, since you're wearing the earring, I might as well buy you the gown too.
That's right.
You want to go all the way. But it was just what you're saying.
Yeah.
I tell you, God is just speaking. Even though some people are in the church, they still have that mind to know.
To do what is right.
What is right.
That's right.
And not go that way.
See, we have to stick with the word. Don't care what folks feel and how they feel about you, praise God. Don't care if they're kinfolks or who they are. If you got to tell, they got to rule them with the rod of iron.
Amen.
That is the word of God. Tell them what the word of God says. Amen. If they're wrong, they're just wrong. Brother was asked if he gonna keep on singing with the group, and he still gonna keep on grouping. And he said, "Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna ever quit grouping and keep on singing grouping." Well, you can't preach in here no more. Can't preach in here. Amen. You can come here and sit here, but you can't preach because you're still of the world. Amen. We've got the Bibles that come out from among them, and be ye separate. So you're grouping. Amen. Praise God, and that's worldly thing. Well, you need to be in the church. Amen. People ask the question, why you won't do anything to that person and tell that person what they ought to, what they should not be doing. Praise God. Amen. And then you gonna still let them go and do the thing. You're not ruling with the rod of iron. Huh? Amen. You're gonna preach something, some of the word, and don't preach all of it. No, no. I'm gonna hang with the word. Look at where I go. When I told y'all when I was down in Alabama, praise God, I hung with the word. Folks were so mad, the deacon and the pastor, they were so mad, you can see it all over. Amen. But I didn't care, because I don't see nobody. I didn't ask them to ask me to come. I told them from the beginning. Amen. Well, I was a man of God, and I preached the gospel. I don't preach no gossip. Also, it is, amen, what you hear somebody else say. Mm-hmm. Repeating what somebody else said, that gossip. Gospel. It is the word of God. Right. Mm-hmm. They got mad with me. I didn't have to tape those yesterday. I had out in the station out there. I didn't have to tape. I was down in Mobile, Alabama. Preaching down in Mobile, Alabama. Amen. Rising above the storm. Rising above the storm. And that's what a lot of folks need to do, need to rise above the storm. And you can't rise above the storm if you don't get the rod of the iron. Don't be taught about, be led by the rod of the iron. You can't rise above the storm. Otherwise, we have people got storm in life. Life is a storm all the time, every day. It's a storm in life. Things are not right in the home. Things are not right on the job. Things are not right. Praise God. In school, things are not right in the church. And things are not right here. And things are not right there. Those are storms. And we need to rise above them, above the storm. Otherwise, don't just stay in the storm, but get out of it. Amen. What bothering you? What bothering you? Go to the person. Get it straight. Amen. Help them and tell them. Well, it's just something I just lack about you. And I don't know what the deal is, but it just bothers me. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. What I'm trying to do, I want to rise above the storm. Otherwise, I want to, you know, when I was riding the jet, I was saying it on that tape, and when I was riding the jet going from New York to Alabama, to Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. Why are we going that we came into a storm on the plane. And the plane was just doing this here, just up and down, boom, 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 just going up and just hitting no pockets, you know, going up and down. And I looked out the window, and then the wind was hitting up against the plane, and the rain was beating against the plane and what have you. And then the pilot come on the radio says, my name is Citizen. I'm the pilot. Don't be frightened. Don't be afraid. He said, we're going through a little storm here, and we're going to be out of it in a few minutes. And uh, We'd be into Atlanta, such and such hour, such and such time. He know all that. He don't know what's going to happen to that plane. And he said, we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, such and such time. And he said to him, we'll be out. He said, well, we are riding so many thousand feet in the air right now. He said, but what we're going to do now, he said, we're going to go up above the storm. Riding above the storm, and I felt the plane said, turned sideways. The plane turned sideways, and it turned sideways. He just went on up, and when it got up, then you could feel the plane set down. And I looked out the window, and I seen the sun shining. The rain don't quit because we don't left the rain. Hey, sun is shining. Praise God. And I felt the plane sit down and level off. The plane level off. When it level off, then he said, he came back on the radio and said, all right now, he said, we're gonna roll up above the storm now. We're riding, we'll be in Atlanta at such and such time. But we need a pilot to safe and secure us all alone. What I said?
He was our pilot
to safe and secure us all alone. When he got to Atlanta, he said, all right, he said, thank y'all for riding. Sit the plane and sit the number. We're now in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going down now. We're going to set it down. Man, that's the sermon I preached on. Amen. And I played that on the radio yesterday. Amen. Rising above wind.
Storm.
Riding above storm. That's what we need, to rise above the storm. Praise God. And where to be a rule with a wind?
Right
by. With a rod. Amen. All right, read. Well, yeah, I like that. How many like them? How many like coming to Sunday? How many of them have learned a whole lot since you've been coming here?
Amen.
How many want to learn some more?
Man.
Get this stuff in your spirit.
That's right.
Amen. Get it in your spirit, praise God, in your mind. Amen. And I try to break it down, so, amen, to our early life, the early life that we are living in. I try to break it down so you can be able to understand, and that you won't, I won't be talking above, amen, your thoughts and of your learning or what have you. I try to break it down so you can be able to reach it. Some teachers or some synagogues or some places they go to, then they're above your learning.
Amen.
You can't catch it. You can't understand what they're talking about. How about that, Sister Val?
Amen.
Yeah, so I try to bring it down so you can understand what I'm talking about. Praise God. Amen. So I'm not trying to use all those big words. I can use some of those big words too, but I don't need to be using it, and then you don't understand it. I can get some of those books too. My wife got printed books over there. Every time she comes here, and she make me so mad with her friend. Every time she comes here, she got loads of books and got to bring up there, up there. And she's going to be in 1 or 2 days, and then she's going to take her and got to put all that stuff back in the car again. It'll wear me out. Amen. But she teach from the book, and she know how to teach from the book. Amen. But I get tired of all them books all down. When they go to the household, they got books everywhere. You know, bought books, they got hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of books. All kinds of books. Amen. And she up in them too. She be reading them all the time. Everywhere she goes, she got her book. But all them books are heavy. Amen. They are heavy. She be hauling the books on her shoulder, on them shoulder bags, and all that heavy books and all that stuff. And you're going to break yourself down, girl. Now, Lil Smith just told me just about to go this morning. I was back in the tank by there. He said he got about four or five teachers, six teachers, that he had been every day. Then he got all of these books, and he got to go up and down the stairs with all these books. And he said, just tie your eyes. And I said, son, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Amen. I don't see how these children can do it. They be going with the book pack on their back, and all the heavy books. I mean, they're heavy too. Amen. All right, let's see what the word said now.
Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now David is saying, thou shalt dash them
in pieces.
In pieces, amen. Otherwise, cut them up. Cut them up, cut them up. Amen. Cut them up, amen. Cut them up, praise God, Sister Nasi. Cut them up in pieces. Amen. Whether they like it or not. Come on, say, every time I go to church, big your heart just hurt me. You just hurt me. And you always got to be saying something, and it's going to hurt me. And I ain't call your name.
The word call your name.
No,
you didn't.
I ain't call your name. Well, they're saying I hurt them. Amen. And it's more than them is in the church. If it just, if two or three is in the church, and it's more than you there. Amen. So why are you going to say that personally that Bishop Harder is just, amen, generally just hurting me?
The word
will find you. Will find you, and when it find you, it will cut you up in pieces. Cut you up in pieces. And man, I wouldn't want to be into nothing, and they're not gonna govern with me, and they're not gonna help me, and not gonna do nothing to help me. I wouldn't want to have to be a part of it. Amen. It would cut me up, and tell me about it, and the word tell you about what you're doing, and tell you what you're all not to do, and amen, and where you're all not to go. And what you're all not to say is govern you.
Amen.
That was the word of God. It dominates you.
And you know the word is working when it gets you. The attitude. Know it's working.
It ought to do. It ought to, amen, tear your son down.
That's right.
It ought to, praise God, I'll pick you up. And it ought to turn you around. It ought to plant your feet on the solid rock.
Right.
Solid ground. The word ought to do it. Amen. Because the word is the sword and the spirit. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what David's saying here.
Thou shalt dash them in pieces.
Now he said, thou shalt dash them in pieces. Cut them in pieces. Like, cut your hands off. Amen. If you've been stealing, if you've been doing things you've been doing, and cut it off. Dash them in pieces. Your head, praise God, is thinking that it's just thing that it shouldn't be thinking, the word should cut that head off. Mm. I hear you.
Oh, Jesus. He's starting to think about this.
If your eyes are not seeing right, then you need to pluck that eye out. So you can see right. And he's saying, gonna dash you in pieces. Everything will be laying out. Glory be God. Ain't that something? Ain't that, that's that word to something, ain't it?
Yes, sir. You think about a piece of meat, Bishop.
Huh?
It makes you think about just a piece of natural meat laying before you, and you just dashing it into pieces.
Yeah.
Cutting it everywhere.
Yeah.
Everything about it, you're cutting up.
That's
and
right.
You're taking out everything that, like all the extra fat and all the veins. And
that's that, right.
All the extra stuff that's in there as you dash it to pieces.
I know that's right. The word gonna do that. Praise God. That's really why I search the word and I dig into the word of God. That's why I put all of these emphasis into the word, praise God. Amen. So that it will cut us up. Right. Now what it said now?
Like a potter's vessel.
Look at it, like a potter a vessel. Amen. Otherwise it's in the parlor. amen, hands, and he molding and he cutting off and taking off and he shaving off things that, amen, a part that it don't look right, such a Greek face, amen, there may be too much on one side of the jaw, and he just cut some of it off, shave some of it off, that it may come and look like the other side. That's what it's saying. That she might look right. That you might talk right. Things that neither, amen, be cut off, need to be shaved off, need to be knocked out, need to be cut to the sun. Amen. Praise God. God's word will do that. It will make you where you ought to be. Now, I need to be out there with all these folks where I can tell them this stuff, where I can teach them this stuff. Now look at this in. Now look at it.
Mm-hmm. Be wise.
Now, I can just go on and I can do what I want to do and do like I want to do it. And it's all right. It's all right. I as long as I'm doing it, I can just do what I want to do. But he's saying here, he said, be wise.
Now.
Don't be a fool. Amen. You can't work with this thing, amen, in the kind of way. God ain't going to accept no in the kind of way. He's saying here in the word, he said, be wise. Don't be stupid.
Now, therefore. O ye kings.
Amen. O ye kings.
Be instructed.
Amen. Let's be instructed. Let's be instructed so we can become men. So we can become as men, as wise men, not foolish men. Ooh, Jesus. God can't deal with you, praise God. No, he's not gonna deal with you in any kind of way. Amen. That's only one way that God will deal with you. Amen. In the wise emotion. God will deal with you. Now you gonna do what he said do, and you could just keep on coming to church. And I said to a lot of folks, they can come to church here. Come on to church. Come on to church. As long as you don't bother me when I'm preaching this word. If you could sit here and hear all this stuff I be talking about, what the word be talking about, sit there. But don't be back there mumbling and complaining. Fighting and talking back and telling all the other folks, amen, don't listen to me and all that kind of stuff. But you come here, sit out there. Till you become that you want to be a hearer of God's word, not just a doer. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Next week. And still, you need to do the important things I'm talking about today. You need to get on this. We are important. Amen. In this songs. All right, now read now.
Be wise now.
Now look at what he said. Now be wise. Be wise. Don't be no fool. Be wise. Now.
Therefore. O ye kings.
O ye kings.
Be instructed.
Amen. Let somebody tell you something. Amen. Brother told me, you're a preacher, you're a pastor, Now you ain't supposed to be talking about another preacher. You ain't supposed to give no input. No, that's what they're trying to tell me. You don't need to give no input to the preacher. Amen. You see, now you're supposed to be talking only to the lay member, not, amen, the preacher. Now what is saying here? What is saying here in the scripture?
It's saying talk to everybody in the high places and everywhere.
Amen. It's saying to the old ye king. If you're a pastor, you're a king. You're sitting in the king's seat. Somebody often, somebody should be telling you something. That, whether there's something something that you need to come up to, because you don't let down so much. Okay, you're the preacher.
That's right.
Okay, you're the pastor. Somebody need to tell you something. I said that a few months ago. Need to be taught, need to be told something. Amen. We got all these preachers out there, all these folks out there talking about they want to be, the women talking about they want to be bishops and all that kind of stuff. Somebody need to tell them something. Amen. They're stringing it on that, swallowing the camel. Amen. Seeking for a high place and they not even ready for it. Now, it's our job, it is, wherever we go, it is to preach the word, to tell the people, tell them about it. Well, we just read back in the other scripture back there. Amen. Tell these people about it. Otherwise, rule them with a roar or with a wind. Tell them about it. I don't care if they're a preacher. That's fine. You're going to see me bond with these fellas because they don't want to hear nothing anyway. They want to tell you something, but they don't want to hear nothing. Man, talking about, yeah, I want you to come over to my church over there, and I want you to speak well. You want? How about me coming to your church speaking? They don't want you to come to their church to speak. They want to come to your church. Now you catch most of these folks y'all being invited to come. They don't want, some of them even want me to come to their church. Amen. They know about me. No, I ain't gonna take I ain't gonna take down. I'm gonna tell them the truth. And they're afraid, praise God, amen, that I'm gonna tell the folks something that they didn't tell them. Not the sister down there, the bridge folk down there. They believe so. Otherwise, they're careful about asking me to come to their church. Because, amen. I'm not going to bite my tongue. I'm going to tell them what the Word of God said. And because I want to go to heaven. And I ain't got no buddies and no friends. Come on here now. I ain't not out here to try to gain popularity and gain a whole lot of friends and all that kind of. I'm not out here with them. I'm out here to preach the gospel. Not gospel. Now, what would we say? Now,
be wise now, therefore.
Now, be wise, therefore.
O ye king. Be instructed.
Amen. Be instructed, O ye king. Let somebody tell you something. Let somebody break you down. You've been going along for a long time doing the thing that wrong. The brother told me, I've been doing like this all my life. Why not? I should change. Otherwise, let me keep on doing what I'm doing. You're a preacher, too. Some folks just satisfied doing the even that wrong. It'll be a time in all of our life that we ought to want to learn better.
Amen.
And to do better. Act better. Talk better. It'll be a time in our life. Amen. I know that's real right. Amen. I know it's real right. I don't need to be afraid of folks and afraid of what folks going to say about and how they going to feel about you. Amen. We got a job to do. Even though you're a lay member, not just talking about preachers, you're a lay member. You got a certain amount, amen, of the word of God that God holds you responsible. Hold your responsibility. That's the reason why you need to learn it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to put it in you, inject it in you, so you can be able to do what you know that's right to do. Don't be afraid of nobody. Amen. All right, now watch this now.
Ye judges of the earth.
Now look here, you judges of the earth. We got all folks of preachers and they are judges of the earth, you know. Tell somebody else what to do. Come on, I read now.
Serve the Lord with fear.
Amen. Look at we got a lot of preachers that tell you that no, ain't no fear. Ain't no fear. You don't need to fear God. You don't need to fear. You don't need to fear God. But he's saying here, serve the Lord with
fear.
With fear. I'm afraid to go to bed tonight And I didn't tell those people on Friday night, amen, what the Lord gave me to say. And I'm afraid to go home and lay down in bed. I went home and lay down in bed, and I slept like a log. Y'all know how long slept. Because I know I didn't know the full truth. Amen. And I stirred the eagle nest. Amen. Stirred the eagle nest. See, that's what a preacher supposed to be. Supposed to stir the eagle nest, stir up the nest of the people. Otherwise, praise God, make them mad. Some folks, you ain't doing nothing with them until you make them mad.
That's right.
You can talk to them easy and talk to them so nice and talk to them like they're a sister or brother and talk to them so nice. But you got, they don't do no good. They ain't paying you no attention, child, until you really get your down to business and make them downright mad. Yeah.
You tell the truth, bitch. We used to work out in the field down south.
Yeah.
And we wasn't getting the work done quick enough for the people we were working for.
Yeah.
So what they do, come out there and make them mad, then they'll go, then they'll work.
They'll work. That's right. I know that's right.
That's true.
You got to downright make them mad. Yeah, before folks start to move, before they move, before they go do what they're right to do. They know it's right to do. They know what they're doing. They're doing wrong. They know they're laying down their man's job, and then, but when the payday comes, they want their pay.
Yes, sir.
But they're laying down, you know, hiding and going and pulling off on the man's job and everything. But when payday comes, they don't want the man to play with their pay.
Amen.
And they know that's wrong. Yeah, if you don't work, you don't feed them. That's what the Bible says.
That's what
it says. A man don't work, don't give him nothing. He shouldn't eat. Don't give him nothing to eat.
That's right. You don't
buy anything. And that's good for if you married to a man and he don't bring you no money home, he ain't got no right to live in your house. Put him out. If he can't help you pay the bill, put his butt out.
That's right.
I know you're right.
Don't feed what you brought in here.
Yeah. Don't come here talk about.
You got to be going. You got to be paying all the bills and paying on and doing everything and everything and buying all the food and everything. And then he living in the house and then you let him stay there. If he don't do right, put him out of there. That's the only way you're going to help you. You let them stay there, keep on staying there, they're going to keep on doing that. But if you put them out and they know you mean business,
right,
they're going to quit that old mess.
That's the old mess.
They're going to bring you some money, child.
Find another way.
Yeah, that's right. You don't let folks just keep on doing what they're doing. Talking about, oh, I love you, and they ain't doing nothing to help you. Man ain't no good, he ain't no good. And they ain't gonna never be no good if you keep on letting them keep on, amen, riding you. Same way with a woman. The woman, amen, they doing right in her home and they keep the house and they keep the house up and everything and they doing right with the money that you bring home. Come on here now. And you ain't seen nothing. Amen. Get rid of that woman. Folks get mad with me when I'm saying that, but you ain't helping nobody, helping the president when you let folks keep on doing wrong.
Amen.
And they know they're doing wrong. They do this. Sometimes folks just do things. It's just it's the devil, you know, and just want to keep you upset.
They're never going to accept that responsibility if you don't make them.
I know that's right.
You just keep paying all the bills.
That's right.
Buying all the food.
Right, no, he ain't gonna have no way to lay his head. Don't care. He ain't have no, some woman talking about, yeah, I love that man. He's gonna love me. I ain't gonna love you. He ain't gonna do what is right. I ain't gonna love that woman. She ain't gonna do what is right. know the man. That man work every day, and then he ain't gonna bring no money home.
Gonna
eat. He ain't gonna eat nothing. Yeah, that's why he quit his mess. She'll quit that mess, but see, well, you got to break them. You got to do it.
That's right.
And then let them know that you mean business. You ain't gonna be playing with them. Amen. Some women, it's a teaser. Well, I told you about that woman that in Waterbury years ago, she was a teaser. Always teasing her husband, teasing. And one night he got tired of it. Amen, praise God. And he went into her and stuck a knife in her windpipe. Amen. They got her to the rest of the hospital, and the doctor cut her and sewed the windpipe up. The Lord showed it to me. I was just like I'm sitting right here looking at y'all. I'm looking at him, stick that knife in her. And he told her, amen, next time I'm going to kill you. I went to the hospital that Monday, and Monday afternoon after we got off of work, when Brother Hunter asked me to come over there and go with him to hospital to see his brother. I went to the hospital and the guy who went right up the steps, ran into that woman's room, and I looked right in her room and I told the woman, I said, don't tell me nothing. I said, I seen your husband stay up here last night. She said, you wasn't there. I said, yes, I was. I seen him stay up here last night. Amen. Just like I'm talking, just like I'm looking at you. She said, I know you wasn't there. I said, I was there. And I said, and he told you that next time he gonna kill you. Next time he gonna kill you. Some men is just a, and women is just a teaser. They'll tease you until you kill them. Went to the, prayed with the woman. I told the woman we gonna pray with her. Until she gonna be all right. I said, you gonna be all right. She stayed in the hospital about 2 or 3 days after then, and the doctor said she can go home, that she was all right. Amen. I said, now is the time for you now to run for your life. Get in the church and let the Lord save you. Amen. Run for your life. Well, I ain't got no shoes. Well, I ain't got no dress. I ain't got no suit. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. And we going come back to the church, tell the saints in the church, they get up some shoes, get up some clothes and all that kind of stuff. Amen. And they ain't got no food. And they ain't got that. We got a whole lot of food. People make all kinds of excuses in order to go to the church. I don't been to all that. I know folks. They don't use you, they can't use them no more. She kept on doing that until the boy got out of jail. They put him in jail for 90 days or something like that for the threat, with the knife. Amen. So they put him in jail. So when he got out, he came right out of there. They had 3 kids or something. And when he got out, he came right on home and he killed her. Killed her dead. Just like he said he gonna do. And just like I heard him say. You all can think less of me if you want to. I ain't just talking. I've been talking. Amen. She dead now. Been dead a long time. And now he's in prison. And the kids have to be put somewhere else. What kind of foolishness. Man, there are some men, and it ain't nothing but teaser. You need to get rid of those. Now, a man, when they just a teaser, always trying to tease us, teasing the wife and teasing them and doing this and doing that, amen, to tease them. Teasing to run out, calling somebody to get killed. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody get hurt. Teasing, amen, and you know that they don't work all the week, you know they got money. They had money and then they ain't bring no money. That's teasing. Know that the house got to be, know they got children, know that the rent got to be paid, food got to be bought, bills got to be paid. I mean, he teasing. You ought to bring something home. Put him out. Tell him he got to go. Don't come back here no more. If I got to do it all, and then I do it all by myself, I can do bad by myself. I know that's right. I know folks, people don't like me. I'm not with the whole lot of stuff. But if you're wrong, you're just wrong. I don't care who you are. And you need to get right. Now watch this here now. Watch this now. I'm coming in.
Serve the Lord with fear.
All right, serve the Lord with fear. All right, I'm tired of the man doing me wrong. I'm tired of making me cry all the time. Now I got to be crying. I'm tired of worrying all the time. When I'm supposed to be having, I'm supposed to have some help. God, amen, give you a help meeting. If he give you a help meeting, what if you happen to help meeting and the help meeting, amen, it ain't no good. It's a green fly. Don't be worried about what folk gonna say about you. I'm afraid about what folk gonna say. They don't say what they want to say. You want to battle your condition. Get rid of the nigga. Because he ain't number to fly. And then old green fly and always. And after I hear a lot on something, he'll blow it. Cause you to be no good. So anything that's good, a lot on you and it'll blow you. Cause he's not but old, but he, amen, he's a green fly. You got to be going out buying a whole lot of stuff for them and giving them all this, and they never give you nothing. Never bring nothing home for them to give you nothing. Get rid of the nigga, it ain't no good. God put you together for you, amen. And the marriage vow it is to work together.
That's right.
Amen. Not putting you together for separation. Right. He's putting you together.
That's right.
Amen. That you can work together, do things together. Amen. You won't be, amen, hiding your pay every week. Hiding and sending it down somewhere across the country, somewhere else, to somebody else, and your house needs some money too. No,
I tell you,
bunch of mess. You sitting around drinking it all up, or you're over the drug, or you're over the liquor store, and all your pay. Somewhere cutting, playing some cards all night long, gambling, all that kind of stuff. And your children going hungry, praise God. Amen. Put that man where he can see what he's supposed to be doing.
Amen.
Put him outdoors.
Amen.
He'll get tired of being out there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me? Know that they had a good home, it'll come to him after a while. Amen. I lost my good home. I need it. I ain't need to be out here with the swamp. You can't help nobody, and you're gonna always be good to them.
That's true.
Amen. Good to them. And doing all you can to try to be good and kind of help. No, you don't need that. You don't need that. Amen. That's why you get married. Get married for you to have somebody to help you. Man, they don't get married just for some sex. That's just a momentary.
Amen. That's right, Bishop. It's true.
Yeah, we need to wake up here. Wake up! Do things just for peace sake. Amen. Sometimes the peace sake don't even work. Man, don't work. Don't bring no money at home. Put the butt out door. You know, here you out there doing all the work and all the time, working your finger bone, your fingers off. And you doing all the work, and then they all talking about, amen, sweet, talking about, oh, he looking good. He looks so good. He cool. Amen. Oh, he lovely and all that kind of thing. He treating you all kind of way. Put him out the door. Tell you that's right. I know that's real right. I know y'all get tired of me talking, but I'm trying to someday condition y'all. Doing what it's right to do. So, yeah, well, busy. I know you got a wife and you got a well. My wife, she do right. She do right to me. But if I tell her, she do what I tell her to. And then if she don't do what I tell her to, she got to go too. I don't care. Man, I know that's real right. We need to wake up here. That's why I have to try to do right. I have to have some money too, pay some bills too, you know. I don't have no money to pay no bills, amen, and this year put me out. If y'all don't give me no money, my wife will put me out though. Amen. I can't say nothing because I ain't making no money, I ain't bringing no money, and ain't bringing no bread in the house. What good for the goose and goose for the hoose?
It's true, Bishop.
Works
both ways.
Right. Another verse of that. I just want y'all to see what the Word of God, that's what I'm trying to bring y'all to see what the Word of God says. We're not the living of the world. We're not the living of the world. We are a doers of the world. We're not doers of the world. We are a doer of the Word of God. We live by the Word of God. Amen. From what the Word of God tells us, and then we need to do what it said do. And the Word of God will come, and they ain't going to teach you wrong. They're going to teach you right. And we just read it. They ain't going to teach you to be a fool. They're going to teach you, praise God, to do the thing right. And we need to teach the folks, amen, to do the thing right, not to be a fool. Just take anything. Amen. Some men or some women is nothing but a teaser. They want to tease you and keep you upset, keep you worried. They're going to try to help you. Amen. Praise God. Somebody got to break the ice. Get rid of them. Put them out there on their own. Out on their own. Praise God. And they got to get them a room and worry about, praise God, getting them some food every day. Yeah. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. You can't go out there and spend up all your money, because you got to eat every day, and nobody going to give you no food to eat. Take care of your children. Take care of your home. Do what is right to do. If they don't do that, and then get rid of them. Going to be talking to Sue, and going to be talking to John, and talking to Aunt James and all that kind of stuff, talking to somebody else, praise God, amen, and doing all of this to tease your wife or tease your husband. It's going to cause them, somebody going to be destroyed. Somebody going to get killed. And I know that's right. Now, now one more verse of that. I'm coming in. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. I love this stuff. Yeah, we talking. We're in Psalm, amen, 2 and 9. Those are just coming here. 2 and 9, talking about cleaning up yourself. Get yourself clean. The Word of God comes, praise God, with a raw iron. Amen. To break your asunder. cut you or something. That was the word of God come. Amen. To tear you up. Amen. Everything off your body is not punctured like it's supposed to be punctured. Praise God. Amen. And always putting that somebody else. It need to be cut off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hand, praise God, taking something they got no business taking, need to cut it off. Amen. Feet are taking you where you ain't got no business going and need to be cut off. That's what we're reading here in this word. I know it's right. And I want to break the word of God down where everybody can understand what they're talking about. Because that's what most of the folks are saying. And the devil got y'all saying too, you know. Amen. And not only the folks out in the world saying, got some of y'all saying it. Amen. That ain't what it's saying. That ain't right. I don't can't understand why it's saying such a thing. Oh, yeah. I want to break it down where you can understand it, where you should understand it. And where you can stop your mess. He's telling you, you ain't got no business being no fool for nobody.
That's the truth.
Amen. I don't care how good a gym look. And how good gym can work. Yeah, do things to please you. Yeah, the gym ain't right, and then you get rid of gym. I know that's right. Yeah, my woman, yeah. Oh, he satisfied me, yeah. But anyway, what else he doing? It's more than to life, amen, than the husband just satisfying you. Some things you need to get straight. Get straight with your husband, get straight with your wife. Tell them what you want, amen, what you want out of life, what you want, and you ain't gonna go for. I know that's real right. All right, now watch this verse here. This verse here. And I'm coming in. I'm my time is up now.
Serve the Lord with fear.
Now, what we got to do? We got to serve Him with fear. Serve the Lord with fear.
And rejoice with trembling.
And rejoice, amen. I'm afraid to do, or to say, or to go anywhere that I should not be going, or doing anything I should not be doing. Because I'm scared to do it. I'm scared. I'm scared not to preach, amen, or to tell the folks what, amen, that what the Lord tell me to tell them. I'm afraid not to do it. Amen. I'm going to serve the Lord with fear. I get up there and preach, praise God. I can go home and I can go to bed and I can sleep at night.